Blog Talk Radio.
God's love.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? Want to welcome you in to a fresh edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your brother. I'm your host. I'm your friend. We're in the house coming to you all the way from Texas. I'm actually out here in Houston, Texas, out here with none other than DJ Prowl and the ones and the twos, and I'm just excited to be alive. Hopefully someone that's listening in today, they doing their morning commute. Hopefully you're enjoying your day, first and foremost. I'm excited just to be alive. So many people ain't here. You know what I mean? They gone on over there, I don't know where they at. But, you know, I know they ain't here no more. So with that being said, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I got to go ahead and bring on my co-host. She's in the house. Looks like she's busy right now, but I wanted to say, hey, none other than the DJ Prowl, the one of the two. DJ Prowl, say, what's happening?
I say hi. I don't say what's happening.
Oh, dang.
Hi.
She say hi. Hi, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga. I'm telling you. Y'all, we getting it in right here. I'm excited about Trail Ride Radio. I don't know what it just went down, but are you there? Look like, do I have Brother Gray?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Brother Gray, what's happening? My co-host all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, he in the house. What it be?
I got three words to say. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, my brother and my sister. Bless.
Say bless, bless, bless. Ooh-wee. I love to hear when somebody say they bless. It make me feel good. Make me feel good.
That's
what's
right.
Happening out there in Williamsburg, Virginia? What'd it be like?
Oh, it's nice out here. Everything is, weather's good. I think we like supposed to be in the high 60s, early 70s. And look at here, the sun is out, birds are chirping. Look at here, dogs running free. I guess somebody woke up this morning and said, you want to go running on your own? Just release their dog, let their dogs off the leash. Dogs running around. I even saw a deer and a dog talking, holding a conversation. One said, where your owner at? One said, where your owner at? One said, why you out here? Other one said, why you out here? Dude, I said, why? I asked both of them, why y'all in my yard? Go somewhere else with that stuff. But everything good on my end. Everything real good.
Man, I went out there. Y'all, we coming live. I apologize, Brother Grace. We coming live. I thought I was going to be able to step out. Boy, I stepped out into a whole world, a whole bunch of action was going on out there. So, look at here. We got some great news, man. How you been? I know you've been having some stuff going on since last time I talked to you. What's that?
Oh, shoot, everything's good. I ain't got no complaints right now. You know what I'm saying? My boss at work right now, he had his other job, so I'm holding down the shop today. So since I'm holding down the shop, I gave everybody a day off. I gave a couple of folks about 2-hour breaks. They only take a 30-minute lunch break. I said, y'all go ahead and take 2 hours off. I said, this group over here, y'all go ahead and take the rest of the day off and stuff, and everything going to be all right because I'm running the house today. So everything's good.
What the hell? Look at there, look at there. What about DJ Prayer? And them did something so amazing. They've been doing amazing stuff ever since I've been here. But what about they blessed her mom. They took her out to an amazing meal first. And then they had the people at the restaurant we was at to sing. You know, it wasn't her birthday, it was a new day. For her, because they presented her with a brand new car. Ain't that amazing?
Hot dog, my dear. That's amazing. If I could just get in the back seat, just take me for a ride. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, man, it was Cadillac too. It wasn't no Toyota or no Honda. It was cause, you know, her mom, elderly, she gave her a golden globe award, a golden lap.
Boy, that's what
ain't
I'm talking about. Do she need a driver? I drive, mama. I'd be her driver if she need one.
You'll be the driver?
I'd be the driver, yeah. Shoot, what's kind of drove Miss Daisy? I just drive my own. Shoot, I ain't gonna know where we're going today, Mama. Shoot, we get up in the morning. Want to go to the grocery store? You want to go to the store? You want to go around the corner? Want to go to the car wash? Yeah, let me go to the car wash. Let me make sure I don't get no dust on here. Where you want to go, Mama? We can just go, 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 go.
Ooh wee.
You know, my mom said back in the day, black people weren't allowed to buy Cadillacs.
Hold on. Let me let DJ Prayer share what's on her mind with her mama told her. Hold on. Go ahead, y'all. We live all the way live.
Yeah, they said that back in the day that African Americans were not able to purchase Cadillacs because of their skin color.
Ain't that something? What? Ain't that something? Well, to God be the glory, we can get one now. We can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, man, one Cadillac you want to ride. I'm just grateful, man. Brother Gray, what you thought about what you just heard?
Yeah, that's a little history right there. You know what I'm saying? It don't surprise me, you know, but there was this one gentleman. He went over to a Corvette lot, right? Number of Corvettes. They specialize in Corvettes. That's all that car dealership was, a Corvette. Mm-hmm. You know how you walk on a car dealership lot. You know, everybody be coming from everywhere, boy. They be coming out the front door, the side door. They be jumping out of the trucks, the cars and stuff. Somebody can help you and stuff. Shoot, they be thinking, you didn't think of somebody just riding a bicycle through there. They want to get there first. They're giving out their business cards and stuff. And like, but this one gentleman, he had on some shorts and some T-shirts and stuff. Nobody. He said, I walk up and down, left and right. I'm looking at these cars. And then he said, finally, somebody came out. And they said, sir, can we help you? You lost? He said, no, I ain't lost. He said, where is the other Corvette dealership, the closest one? He said, there's one around the corner down there. He said, but he said, can I help you? He said, yeah. He said, I've been on this lot for 30 minutes. Ain't nobody came out here and asked me. So he went down to the other Corvette lot. He bought five Corvettes, one for each one of the kids. And they all drove by there, and he stopped there. And they came out. He said, this is what I came here for. I came here to buy five Corvettes. And since nobody didn't want my money, I just wanted to show y'all what y'all missed out on. Then everybody burned rubber out there.
Burn rubber. Wait a minute. I'm trying to work something, man. We've been working, man. I'm just excited. Just a whole lot of stuff going on as we prepare for the Big Trail Ride Radio launch concert in Louisiana. That's the biggest thing on the plate right there. I am so excited about that, Brother Grace. I'm excited about your new TV show that we've been talking up for the longest, Grace Aid Our Church. Go ahead and tell the world about Grace Aid Our Church, and then we're going to come back and talk about this amazing concert event that I am totally excited about being a part of.
Excellent. Grace Aid Our Church is based out of Virginia, and basically what we're going to do is we're going to teach ministries of all sizes how to create sustainable cash flows through the proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, and targeted community projects, and just looking after the community as a whole. But also we're going to provide necessary solutions to financial struggles that are plaguing in many churches and communities. I'm just excited about helping ministries. You know, it's one thing to come in and just give a little something, but I want to give more. So I want to give something that's like the gift that keeps on giving and keeps on. And the Energizer Bunny. The Energizer Bunny keeps going and going and going. I want to give a gift that just keeps going and going and going. Back to you, sir.
Every time you say going and going and going, that means God taking you higher and higher and higher. When you get out the way and let God be the way for you. Hey, I got to tell you this, Brother Grace. I got on the line with this none other than an amazing individual that I met while I was in South Florida. She is an amazing talent, and she will be bringing her new health and wellness platform to the Greg Shell Show, you know, for 15 minutes every Friday, telling the world about how to stay healthy. And here she is, none other than Esmeralda. She's on the line. What's happening, Esmeralda? Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so very much. I can't thank you enough. I'm so happy to be here, and I so appreciate the invitation and all the assistance to spread awareness and raise awareness on health, especially with everything that's going on. I am super excited because I know that this is key. I know this is key. This is God sent, and I'm here to help.
Listen at you early in the morning making your brother feel good. I feel good. I feel good all over. And I took a shower, so
amen.
I feel extra good. How you doing? What's happening? How you doing?
I am doing super, super. I'm out and about doing things for work, for my 9-to-5, but my calling is health and raising awareness, so I'm doing amazing. Yep, 9-to-5, babe.
Well, watch this. I want you to meet my brother, my co-host. He's all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. I want you to say hey to Brother Grace. He got a new TV show called Grace Saved Our Church. Here he is. Brother Grace, here go Esmeralda right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Well, hello there, Brother Grace. What a blessing. Thank you so much.
Boy, you just bubbling. You sound bubbling. You sound like you look good. I know you're taking care of people. Damn, I can't wait to see you. I just want to know more about what you're doing. Whatever you're selling, I want two of them. I want two of them.
Trust me, it's great to hear the information. Everybody needs it. Everybody can use it. Anybody past the age of 25, trust me, it's so needed. People have no idea.
Well, let's do this. I wonder if you guys are probably meet DJ Press. You've been extremely busy, and I'm excited to be here in amazing Texas, Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, getting it in right here. Just left from South Florida. Met Esmeralda, and she came to one of the spots that we do business at, Top Tier, in South Florida, and she was on our radio broadcast last week as we prepared for official launch with the radio piece. If you would, Esmeralda, tell the world a little bit about who you are, a little bit about your background, and then tell them a little bit about what your mission is, you know, what you want to see happen with the platform God has allowed you to have.
Amen, amen, definitely, 100%. So my calling is to raise awareness on health, as I mentioned. I myself was sick at 48. God is good, saved my life, gave me the information I needed. So it's all about having the right information so you can get your health back and take control of your life. And now my mission is to make this awareness out for everyone, especially right now. Unfortunately, we're having a global attack on God's creation due to a lot of these vaccinations. You know, and people need to know that they need to detox. The COVID vaccination has a lot of side effects, and that's what I'm here to make aware and to provide what they need. And God willing, if that's, you know, obviously His will, it will be better for you. Your benefits on health are amazing, and that's basically my calling, to raise awareness, to get people to be healthier, to take their health back. That's what we need to do. We cannot just do whatever people are telling us to do without us doing our own research. Remember, your health is your wealth.
Your health and your wealth. I love
it. Your health? Yes, amen, amen. Your health is your wealth, and I intend to travel the world, and anyone who wants to join me can, and spread this news. Share, share, share.
Watch this. I want to play a song especially for you, and we're going to come back with Brother Grace from Say Our Church, also DJ Prayer, and this is the day to celebrate. We got a lot to talk about today, so I'm going to play this song for you, Esmeralda, and you can share it with your friend right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. Here's Jeter Jones, the artist that's coming to Louisiana, Arcadia, Louisiana, June the 7th. Here he is. Y'all go ahead and make ways to come to Louisiana right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. This is GQ Country Boy and the Big Dog. We got a little something for you lying down. Oh, yeah, this trail ride is certified. Man's field. So get ready. Get your book. the cowboy slide
coming at you.
So put on your boots,
cause it's time to get loose.
Zydeco music,
the wild hogs lead.
So put them on the pit,
tailgating with me.
At the rodeo,
you know it goes down.
Baddest show on dirt,
done made it to town.
Down in the country,
gonna get around.
So make a little room,
watch the cowboys come.
Start a bonfire,
it's time to get down.
And grab your moonshine
and pass it around.
I'm feeling good
with cowboys swag.
Said the Django,
who's that ninja on that neck?
So don't get mad,
you know I ain't playing.
Do the cowboy slide,
but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, that cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, come on, say
that cowboy. You need a real ride
on your team.
I see your club shirt,
you're rapping so hard.
Said you're looking so fine,
said you need a bodyguard.
Like a single foot in house,
you're stealing a show.
Come by my camp
and let me call.
I holler who you with,
like Bernie Mac.
Short hair, don't care,
long hair, lean back.
You got that vibe,
like Love Fredo.
The GQ country boy,
and can't see the show.
Louisiana made,
but son so paid.
Ooh, look at your hands,
let the club out of state.
Let's get the party started,
so grab my juice.
Like little boots, it says,
we get loose like a goose.
Hey, that cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, come on, hey.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I see you grooving out there.
Yeah.
It's a big dog.
Ooh-wee,
I'm back.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee,
I got a deep idea.
Yeah.
Cause we coming from the trail ride, old school parties, line dances, it's going live. We jumping on horses, motorcycles, pickup trucks, we even slamming Cadillacs. You heard me? So I'ma bring the EQ Country Boy back, and he gon' go live for you. We doing it 808, you heard me? High point, where you at? We about to go live. It's the GQ Country Boy,
Keith
Jones. So get ready, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Right about now, you know, if somebody tried to take something out there, got his name all on it, didn't look right.
He right now, he's playing up the kitchen right now. He Iron Chef right now. I went by a restaurant one time and somebody tried to serve something. He said, excuse me. He said, let me see you in the kitchen. You know, so I kind of felt he was upset. But when I looked through, I kind of peeked through the doors and stuff, you know, those little swinging doors and stuff. I peeked through there, boy, Chef, boy. He was Iron Chef and that the bug up in there, boy. Look at him. He had a rolling pin in one hand. He had a chef fuck in the other one. I'm like, oh, don't hurt him, chef. Don't hurt him. He had to let him go, boy. I had to stick my hand in and let him go.
That is funny. Hey, Brother Green.
That is funny.
What you thought about your song, Esmeralda? That was, you should have been moving. I'm glad you weren't moving around in your car because I ain't want you to have to pull over to get down with that track.
That was very nice. I loved it.
You like that song right there?
I did.
It's a cowboy slide. You got to just dip with it, dip with it. I'm going to be dipping out there, and I'll be out there in Louisiana dipping with it, too.
I'm sure you are, 100% all the time.
You need to come. You need to come. You need to make plans to come, Esmeralda. Being all that grease and all that stuff, then when they get finished, you know all that grease, you can tell them about how they get whipped.
I'll teach you how to detox. But I don't understand how you drove it and it shut off. Chris drove it, it shut off.
Understand me? I hear a whole lot. You know they had a song that there's a whole lot of rhythm going on.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
We need to figure it out. It should
have been sure
that it was working for
us. So, Brother Grace.
Or it
Brother Grace. I
sure am. I'm waiting for Pastor Dino to get on.
He'll call back. Yeah, cause he had a whole bunch of people, you know, that grandbaby had been running all through the house with the holding the chef at.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Well, listen, I mean, I'm always willing to put in a little bit more information if you like, or, you know, whatever you, until he comes back.
So why is this, Esmeralda? I like your name. Say, I remember that name. No, it was, they used to say Rapunzel let down your head. That's it. Esmeralda, let down your hair. You remember that fairy tale?
I remember something about the hair, yes.
And people really believe that woman had it that long, and they climbed all the way up that big tall building. It would have pulled that woman's neck off.
I remember more Esmeralda from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh,
or something like that.
She might have a strong neck.
Anyways, all things are good. I just wanted to say that I'm honored again to be on your show. Thank you so much for the invite, and I hope that we get out to all of your audience and for everyone to share the information to help one another, because that's what it's all about. Like I said, I have no medical certification. My certification is Jesus Christ. That's it. The protocol he gave me, the steps to take, and that's all. I'll share and help anyone that, you know, is open to it. And, you know, obviously implementation is key, because it's hard. Trust me, it's hard. I'm Latin. I'm Cuban. I like to eat. It's hard. But it can
she
be done.
I'm African-American. I love to eat. And I don't know if it's going to my foot. Where it be going? But it's going nowhere. Anyway.
I know it. Listen, eating is one of those pleasures.
Brother Gracie came back on the line. Grace said, "Died church." Grace, that's you.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt. Yes, sir.
Tell them about our $30 days where they can get their business pitched on the Greg Chell Show for as low as $30. Tell them about that.
Well, $30 right there is a good number. Three is a great number, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you, ain't nowhere on the planet can you spend $30 and pitch your business, pitch your website, pitch a book, pitch a special event. You can pitch your kids out of the house. Oh, I'm sorry, that's what I did. I pitched my kids out of the house. You ain't got to do what I did. I'm from the old school. When you hit a certain age, I break your plate. Okay, that's the culture we come from. You're going to stand up on your own. You're going to be like a bird. I'm going to kick you out this nest. You either fly or die. You take the choice, okay? But if you hit the ground and you need some help, now, trust me, I'll let you back up. Now, I'll let you stay. I'll give you an extension. You know, but you can pitch your business. That's what I'm saying. You can pitch your business. You can pitch your website. You can pitch your special event, a birthday, an anniversary. You can even pitch a divorce if you want, as long as you're being polite. But you got to just let it know that, hey, you know, we divorced, but, you know, we ain't got no hard feelings. We just done it as, you know, as mutual understanding. This is what it is. It wasn't because I was with Sue, and it wasn't because he was with Bill. It's just because we just could not come to a mutual understanding about I do. I do don't really mean I do for some folks. I do really means because I do not want to be with you, really. That's what they really mean. I do, so death do us part, or unless I do. And I do not want to be with you. They see they do, they put two more letters to I do and say I don't. I don't want to do this no more. So, but pitch your biz. You call into the show. You let us know what you want to pitch. We can analyze. You can look at your website. We're going to make sure that what you're going to give us is going to be something that's going to be representable for this show, because this is a family radio show, okay? We like to make sure we do things good and wholesomely, okay? Because if you're talking out the side of your neck and you're talking about something that don't make sense to 90% of the world, you're in the wrong place right there, because we're going to have to let you know. You might hurt your feelings, but we want to let you know. So back to you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Oh, well said. And I love that tough love for the kids. Yes.
That's really great. That brother Gray's right there. Wait a minute. I had to clam up, Brother Gray. Brother Gray, wait a minute, Brother Gray. You know I'm out and about, so hold on. Here we go. They feed me all kind of lobster tails and all kind of tails. And I'm just having an amazing time out here in Houston, Texas. Had an amazing time when I was out there, when I met up with Esmeralda. Can I play you another song from one of my artists who started with me with the Greg Shell Show some 11 years ago? Can I play a song and hopefully you'll ride to it? Can I do that for you and my brother Greg?
Yes,
I don't care
do.
What you play.
Sure
you can play Howdy
it.
Duty, Rowdy Duty,
Mo
Duty.
On the Greg Shell Show, we'll be right back. Darrell Thomas, thank you. We'll be right back.
If you're riding in your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on.
Let's go. This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will live.
Hey, yo, what's happening? Welcome back to the show. Hope you guys enjoyed that chat. Talk to me about my other than the Well Thomas. Oh, thank you, Lord. What you thought about that check, Ezra?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We have to be very grateful for so many things.
Huh?
We have to be grateful for so many things. Yes, we have to thank the Lord all the time.
Do you know he was one of the first artists, that appeared on the Greg Shell show some 11 years ago?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just to give you my backdrop, I've been off the scene, off the real scene for about 13 years. And God had us working behind the scenes to help unsigned artists, unsigned talent have a platform to be seen and heard. Yo, we got the brand new movie getting ready to come forward to you. Of course, it's called In the Pastor Study, a Curry Capone Productions. It's coming, and it's coming to a city near you real soon. It's called In the Pastor Study, the hottest new movie, TV show, or TV series trilogy that's coming your way to help, you know, reveal some things. Boy, that movie, whoop-de-whoop. Brother Grace, what do you think about the trailer you seen for In the Pastor Study? What do you think about that trailer?
I think that trailer moving. That trailer is moving, is moving. They're hooked up to something, but it's moving though. I'm telling you, it is moving. You can best believe that. It's moving.
Grab
your tambourine, grab your choir robe, grab your hat. Grab and hold on to it because it's moving. And I tell you, it ain't just rolling. It's moving. Back to you, sir.
Well, I wanted you to tell the world a little bit about them container homes. Tell them a little bit because some people might not have that big budget to get that $200,000-$400,000 home. Tell them a little bit about container homes, and then I'm going to let y'all know about individual by the name of Matthew Penn with Kingdom Capital Group. I'm sorry. They looking to put 1,000 people in 1,000 homes. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too. So Brother Grace, tell them a little bit about the container homes.
Okay, so basically the container homes is the state of the arts. Okay, basically what you're doing is thinking of in terms of this right here. It being steel manufactured, okay? When you're dealing with steel manufacturing products, it's the containers. It's the material, okay? So what happens is when you want to have steel manufacturing a second addition on your house or in your backyard, you know, because if you don't kick your kids out of the house and, you know, the economy just has shifted a little bit and they need about another 2 or 3 months, you can have a steel manufactured house for them. You know, built in the backyard. They do one bedroom. They do two bedrooms. They also do three bedrooms. They do one level. They do two levels. You can get one with a wraparound porch. You can get one with a wraparound porch and a jacuzzi. I haven't seen one with a pool yet, but I'm here to tell you, you stick around long enough, these steel manufacturing homes and apartment buildings and facilities, these are right here. These are state of the art. You just hadn't seen them yet, but they're there. Trust me, they're there. They are there, and I'm telling you, you can't beat buying this right here. Because if you get it prepared the right way by the right people, you can leave the wheels hooked up to it. So if you got to leave, you got to get out that yard because I'm giving you a calendar date. You ain't just come to live at my house. I don't care if you're my son. I don't care if you're my daughter. I don't care if you're my grandmother. You're going to have a calendar. When you check in, you're going to know when you're checking out, like the hotel. You're going to leave, so you need to keep wheels on those right there. So back to you, sir.
Admiral.
Yes, I absolutely love container homes. I follow the movement, the tiny home movement, and I think that's a wonderful idea. First of all, we need to know that we don't need to live with so much possessions. So you live more minimally, and you enjoy life more. It's all about memories, not so much possessions. And I think they're beautiful. They're very clean line. I think the container homes are also hurricane safe. So for here, for Florida, that's a plus. And, well, anywhere,
yeah, okay.
I guess, wherever there's some kind of harm.
I'm getting ready to get me some in the country in Alabama. Know how to party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to down there. We got 11 acres of land out there, so I think we can make a container.
Yes, you can have a couple containers and have your guests on the premises, you know. You can have a couple containers there at your property, and then your guests are there, but not like everybody's in the same pot, you know. Privacy.
Correct. And then we're gonna offer bed and breakfast service where you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner while you hanging out in the container. How about that?
I love it.
What about
community? It's community, man.
Huh? Yeah, since you're
community,
talking about
it's all about community.
We're gonna have transportation too for you. What about that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tell them a little bit about, y'all want to let the world know, the Wellness with Esmeralda will be debuting starting tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 11:45 each and every Friday with her new platform right here on the Greg Carroll Show. So we want you to keep it locked right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Carroll Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We're also brought to you on behalf of Curtis Capone Productions here in beautiful Texas for all your production needs, trying to get a new movie, trying to get on TV shows, whatever you're trying to do entertainment-wise, he definitely can help assist you with that. Also brought to you on behalf of Kingdom Capital Group out of Baltimore with none other than Matthew Penn. He's going to be one of the ones to help assist you. And, you know, help you. If you don't have the proper credit score, he has the tools to help assist you with getting your credit where it needs to be so he can put 1,000 people in 1,000 homes. And that's what we're looking to do this year in Jesus' name. I want to let y'all know this is not a religious show. This is a real show, R-E-E-L, meaning that we want to reel people back to realization. Be the best you. You can be, and then when you're being the best you can be, you ain't being nobody else. So, Esmeralda, if you would, tell them a little bit about what they can expect from your new show, Radio First, and then we're going to graduate to the television platform. Tell them a little bit what they can expect tomorrow on your new podcast on the Greg Carroll Show.
All right, so basically tomorrow we'll dive a little deeper into what health is. So you're always going to get good health information, and I usually also say verify the information. I'll give you a doctor's name, just not whatever, because that's where I'm getting the information since I don't have a certification other than, like I said, Jesus Christ. And then the results. If you follow the protocol, the God protocol that he gave me, then you should have results as long as it's implemented correctly and then you do it. Now, listen, I can give you a heart of gold. But if you don't do the implementation, and if God wants to take you home, that doesn't matter what I do. But if he's given the information, it's for purpose. Everything is with purpose, why we connect, why we're given certain callings. So that's what I'm here to spread, that information. You have any kind of ailments and you want to, you know, improve your health, then I will provide you whatever it is that I have that will help you to achieve that. That's the goal. It doesn't matter whether it's my product, doesn't matter where it's niokinase, bromelain for detoxing the spike protein, everything that will help you. That's the key because it's all about helping one another. And God will provide everything else. So tomorrow, a little deeper dive, a little bit more information, a little more structure on, you know, what needs to happen, nutrition, detoxification, things like that. A lot of things that can be done that don't even cost anything. Listen, we have to get grounded to Mother Earth again, and we're not. So it's just an incredible opportunity, and I feel honored that he has chosen me to spread this message, which is his message. I'm just a messenger. That's it. That's what it's all going to be about.
Amen, amen. Hey, y'all, we want to let y'all know that if they was trying to get in contact with you, if they wanted to talk to you on a personal level, how could they get in contact with you?
All right, so what I ask, since I do have the 9-to-5, and I have my 93-year-old young mom, so you know how that is, taking care of everyone that, you know, is in the house, I ask for me to be text to myself, And what I ask is for a full name, a photo, and what specifically you need, and then I will get that to you. And don't forget your email, because it's very important. Full information, full name, email, phone number, and what in particular subject you're looking for at first. Remember, it's just one of me and thousands of you guys, so you got to give me a little time, and I'll get information out to you. Without a doubt, God
real
is good and connects with purpose.
Real good, real good. Now, if you could, share, if you could change any situation in the world today, if you had the power to do it, what would you change?
The thing
and
that
why?
I would change is there. Okay, so what I would change is the love and the kindness. If people listen to the word and have love and kindness, that changes the whole world, period. That alone changes
correct.
The whole world. You don't have to look at one specific thing. Love and kindness to one another, everything else is erased. We have the Bible. He tells us how to live our lives. Love and kindness. Love and kindness is what my heart tells me to say.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to play this song right here on the Greg Shell Show. It's by Hezekiah Walker. It's called God Favored Me. We'll be right back right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Thank you.
We'll be right. You know what? I think I want to do this one. Hold on. Here we go. I think God favored me. Okay. Brother Greg,
amen.
You know I'm getting... to be getting older. Here we go. All right, here we go. Sorry about that.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt most
when
it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
my character,
my
integrity,
my faith in God. He saved me.
But it would not
will
fall,
not fall,
would not fail,
will not fail,
won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me. God favored me.
I spoke
life
and prosperity.
And prosperity.
I even spoke
and
health.
God
he favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity,
my faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
In question, but he favored
will
me.
Will
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through. And I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health. See, but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Hey, yo, what's that? I want to welcome you back to the Great World Show. I want to, you know, that was just a pause moment right there. God favored you because you're still here. He gave you an opportunity to have life, and, you know, life more abundantly. You know what I mean? I've learned that you have to get around positive people in order to get positive results. That was the sound of Hezekiah Walker right here on the Great Shell Show. Amazing track. Hezekiah, if you have to listen, man, I want to tell you thank you for it. A song that helped me realize who I really am and who you really are that's listening. As you're taking your morning from me, I hope you're having a fantastic day. What do you think? What did you think about that song right there, Esmeralda?
Well, listen, all the songs that have to do with the good Lord are just amazing. They just give so much fulfillment, and they have so much meaning, and that's why, that's another thing that people need to listen to more, because a lot of the music out there is just, it's not good. It doesn't bring positivity. It doesn't bring joy. It doesn't bring truth, and that just, you know, that's just like a dark side. So you have to be careful what you listen to, what you look at, because that all feeds your soul, feeds your body, feeds your mind, feeds your heart. So it's important, and people don't realize that, you know.
Real quick, tell the world a little bit about your background. You are from Latin descent. You're from Latin ethnicity. Tell them a little bit about, you know, you. Let the world know a little bit about who you are.
All right, so basically I'm currently 58. I'll be 59 this year. I'm Latin. My parents both are Cuban. I was born in New York City, but I came down to South Florida, or my parents came down to South Florida when I was around 3 or 4, so I don't remember New York. So born here in the United States, Latin descent, both parents are Cuban, and I have a brother, I have a son, and I have good friends and family that surround me. And basically, as far as my own wellness journey, like I said before, at 48, I got super sick. I got toxicity from things in my environment, from a place of my employment. I thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair. God is good, put the correct information in my path, basically saved my life, and now that's what I do. I spread awareness on that. So that's basically pretty much it. My life is pretty simple. Not too busy, not too crazy, just, you know, trying to spread awareness, get people to understand, and, you know, get their health back. It's all about getting your health. Listen, your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth. And my dream is to travel the world and spread this information.
So, you know, yeah, I had a one-on-one with you, excited. I love your energy. I love your energy. Can you sing?
You mean I can make noise?
you can play a pot. You know, beat on a pot.
Yeah,
okay,
I can beat on a pot. That's about it.
You can beat on a pot. Well, world, I want y'all to know, she, if y'all looking for someone to do some motivational speaking in regards to health and awareness, in regards to the information that she knows and that she shares, how can they get in contact with you, Esmeralda?
So my cell number is 786-720-7152. Again, 786-720-7152. Like I said before, give me time. I got a 9-to-5. I got a 93-year-old mom. Life is busy. I will get you information. I need full name, a photo of yourself so I know who I'm communicating with, a cell number, and an email address. And then what is it exactly that you're looking for? And then I'll get it to you. Just give me a little bit of time. I'll get it to you.
Now, I got DJ Prayer over here. She's going to tell us about this big concert event that's going on. She didn't came back from what she was doing. DJ Prayer on the ones, too. Let's tell them about the big trail ride party concert.
We're just going to have a funky good time June 7th at the Arcadia Event Center. Get the tickets on Eventbrite. We're going down. It's going down.
Who all going to be on the big show?
Oh, you know, we got Dita Jones. Dita Jones, the king of trail ride blues. Got Tasha Mack. She got to get it her way. And Tiffany Rochelle. And D. Riggs, get out of my way. And T. Lyons. And we even got TV Prince now.
TV Prince.
Yeah. We also have Rico C.
Rico C. S-C.
And none other than the infamous Greg Shell.
Oh.
I'm telling you, all roads lead to Arcadia, Louisiana, June the 7th. Go ahead and get your tickets early. You can go to Eventbrite, and it will give you all the information on how you can go ahead and purchase on whatever level that you want would like to purchase on. Esmeralda, you need to begin. I'm trying to get some buses. You got buses. I want some buses to come from all over to Louisiana. That can be your summer vacation. We can even pop you up a tent, bring you a tent, and sit it in the back of your yard and bring it and you can't bring it in the concert, but you want to camp out in the back of your car. You can do that. And
right? Right.
Some good old Louisiana food, man. I'm telling you, I'll probably eat a pig feet and a hog tail. I don't know.
Sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. We'll see what we can work out.
So watch this. I know your time has been forfeit, and I want to thank you for being on the show. Really excited to have you added on our platform. Really excited about that. If you could tell somebody something positive today, somebody that's trying to make it or just trying to grow their brand, what would you tell them?
For positivity, I say always move forward. Don't be stuck in the past because everyone's got one. You need to stay in the present and move forward and have God in your sight. That's it. Focus. Focus on the good word. Focus on the Lord.
Say that again. I want a bullet point. That.
Don't get stuck in the past. You want to stay in the present? You want to stay in the now? Stay in the now, stay in the present, and moving forward, and look towards the future.
Stay in the now. Can I make a quick song for Esmeralda? Watch this. Esmeralda, Esmeralda, coming to the Greg Shell Show. Esmeralda, Esmeralda, from 11:30 to 11:45. Well,
amen.
Hey, man, I know you still
love it.
You driving in your car? Huh?
Yeah.
You driving?
Yeah. No, I pulled over so I could, concentrate on the show. Yes.
Oh, you pulled over. Why? Because this show's so powerful. It'll make you wreck. I don't want you to stay in the road. Yeah. Because we're going to keep it real. Or eating air. I'm telling you. And you've been hanging out with me. I got a few more minutes left in the show. I would love to have a Western competition. Who got the best Western wear on? And I think you would be a good co-host with me when we do it. What you think?
Well, I'm giving my best shot, that's for sure.
Yeah, you put on your Western hat and your Western boots and your belt buckle. And you can do the Esmeralda. You say, we're going to do that Western competition. Who got the best Western gear on? What do you think about that?
All right. I think we can do that. I think we can do that and take pictures and compare.
Well, it's going to be a whole bunch of them. They got to register, for whatever that dollar amount is, but they'll win something. I'm giving away three-day, two-night trips to Orlando.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So
awesome. I have to introduce you to something on that too.
Huh?
I have to introduce you to something with that too that you're going to absolutely love.
Well, go ahead and tell the world because you tell me about some travel pieces that you have. And, of course, you have, you talk about your travel pieces right here on the Greg Shell Show. That's fine.
Awesome. Well, my thing is to raise awareness, travel the world. So obviously I'm going to do it as cheap as possible and as affordable as possible. And I want to share that information with everyone. So I actually have a link right now. There's a special. It ends on 4:30. So this month it ends, and it's like $50, and you get up to 70% off on lodging. And there's worldwide. It's amazing. So I'm going to share that with you, and that way you can also share that with everyone.
You say up to 70%?
Yeah, it's incredible opportunity. Yep.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
You
and
say
you,
up
oh,
to
my
70%.
God, wait. And you, yeah, up to 70%. So let's say, okay, let's say $20 up to 70%. 20% up to 70% off, depending on the location and what you choose. But listen, the best thing is you get your own travel link. That's what I love about it. You get your own travel link. Instead of you going to booking.com or the Orbit or whatever, you get your own travel link.
So you get your own travel link. Man, you be getting it in all kind of ways, huh?
Listen, I'm going to travel the world. I need to make it affordable, right? I mean, I have to be smart about it.
Really excited about a lot of things. Excited about just being alive, first of all. We just starting our season up. We just starting back the Greg Shell Show. So you actually been on, you actually part of the coming out party.
Awesome. God bless you. Right, super excited.
You ain't know that, right?
No. I mean, I know you told me you were starting your show, but I didn't know. I mean, listen, when I met you just a couple weeks ago, it was the first time that I had, you know, heard of you, met you. You sang, and it was so beautiful. And then everything that came about with you and around you was amazing, and I'm just, you know, I feel blessed. I feel blessed, and I thank you for the invite, for the show, the interviews, and, you know, you see the vision. You see the vision, just like many see the vision. So that's what we have to help one another.
Well, I've learned that when we work together, we won't be apart.
There is power in unity. Yes.
There's power in unity. But at the end, you can't unify with everybody. You got to ask God to show you who to unify with, because most people are opportunists.
Amen. Listen, I say plant the seed and let God do the rest.
That is. Get out of the way. I had to learn how to get out of the way. Really excited. I've been on a lot of different platforms. We're really excited. We got a new magazine too, debuting. We're about to open Greg Shell Studios. We have it in Orlando, but we also getting ready to open in Union Springs, Alabama, the studios, Greg Shell Studios, for TV, radio, music, the whole nine. Union Springs, Alabama, we're going to bring it back with my mom, you know, with my grandmom. We're going to do it like that. And God is going to get the glory from it. So if you're talented, if you can sing, dance, rap, as long as it's positive, we would love to have you on our platform. We have the Greg Shell Talent Search. That's going to be taking place June the 7th from 2 p.m. to 5. We're looking for the best talent. If you can sing, dance, as long as it's country, western, southern soul, whatever your talent is, we would love to see. Would you make the cut for the Greg Shell Show as we get ready to launch the Greg Shell TV show in September?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, September will be live, available in 172 million households.
Woo!
That's
a big number.
Fire stick. You'll be, you know, really excited about it. You go to globaltv80.com. And we are definitely excited about what God is doing and what he's about to do. And you can be a part of this venture while we get prepared for the new movie, In the Pastor's Study, coming to a city near you real soon. I just did a new movie. I just did a recent movie as well, Esmeralda. It's called Full Time Pimpin', with one of the executive producers, Ernest Faust, Jr. And now it's getting ready to be a TV series. What about that? I'm one of the co-stars.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Well, you're going to have to send me something. I wasn't aware of it. I would love to take a look. Where can I see it?
Yeah,
where can I find it?
It's available on Tubi. Yeah, it's available on Tubi. You heard, you got Tubi on your TV?
I'm unaware if I do, because I really hardly watch TV, but I will definitely look for it now.
All right. Well, as we get ready to close out the show, what would be some, what would you lead the world with today in regards to if they're trying to go forward with a business venture or just trying to open up their own brand for themselves, what would you, what information would you share with them today?
I would say stay true to yourself because there's a lot out there. Stay focused and always moving forward with God's guidance.
Real good, real good. All right, y'all, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully something that was said, something that was done, gave you a brighter day, you know, said something that could empower your day or help encourage you to be a better you. That's what our show is about. It's about highlighting and showcasing great talent. As we get ready to go into the actual live situation with the Greg Shell Show, we will be having what we call the Artist of the Week. You can definitely be the Artist of the Week once we let our audience hear your sound. As long as it's good sound and positive, we would, you know, highlight you as the Artist of the Week. We're also going to have what we call the Business of the Week. You know what I mean? You got a business. We can do it. We can do your ads for as low as $30. You know what I mean? To say your name, your brand, and your business. If you have a movie or a trailer of a movie, we do all of that. Anything you need in the entertainment industry, we can make it happen, and we just give God the praise for that. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We brought to you by G2Z's, the hottest new shoe to take the world by storm. They're called G2Z's, and they're handcrafted, made in Italy. We also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of South Orlando. For all of your needs, you're looking for the hottest new Mercedes, you want to go to Mercedes-Benz of South Orlando. We're also brought to you on behalf of Curvy Capone Productions here in Texas. For all your production needs, if you're trying to do your new movie, TV series, whatever, if you're a news reporter, whatever, all of your production needs, we want you to reach out to Curvy Capone Productions here in Texas. Also brought to you on behalf of Grace Saved Our Church, all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. Grace Saved Our Church, the hottest new TV series to hit the world by storm. Finding churches that are lacking in substance and helping them to attain and be a more effective ministry because they got all what they need to go forward with power and authority. We're also brought to you on behalf of Kingdom Capital Group, all the way out of Baltimore, Maryland. They're looking to build 1,000 houses and but they're looking to help 1,000 homeowners get in 1,000 homes in this season. And so none other than Matthew Penn with Kingdom Capital Group. We're also brought to you, last but not least, on behalf of Greg Shell Studios, where we're going to be live, where we do live in-house studio production. We do news, everything that you need. We even create jingles right over at Greg Shell Studios. Also, we're brought to you today on behalf of Wellness with Esmeralda. Wellness with Esmeralda, she's the hottest new radio piece to come to our platform to help assist you with sharing great information on how you can be a healthier you. And y'all are in it right here on the Greg Shell Show. Tune in tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Tomorrow we're closing out a little early today, but tomorrow we are excited because it's Friday, and you know it's going to be time to get it in. We also brought to you on behalf of Gino's Best Taste It, you know, the hottest new Caribbean American cuisine to hit the world by storm. He will also be live with us in Louisiana. All roads lead to Louisiana, to the Arcadia Event Center for the concert of the year. You want to come hang out, you can bring, you know, bring you to be the best you you can be. We also going to have buses, you know, that want to, whoever want to come, it's a six-hour ride. You even got a ride. You can pay for a round-trip ticket, and everything will be inclusive for as low as $250 right now. So really excited. And Loretta, you got any closing remarks?
Closing remarks is be kind to one another. And I want to say thank you once again for the great, the great show. So I'm so honored. You have no idea. It's just a true blessing. Thank you all. Take control of your health, and let's move forward.
I'm going to take control of my health, too. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it like I never knew it. I'm going to do it. All right, y'all. Want to thank
you
again.
I sent you stuff. You got the beginning.
All right. All right. Well, Esmeralda, y'all, everyone, we want you to tune in tomorrow, of course. She will be coming on each and every Friday from 11:30 to 11:45 with the Wellness with Esmeralda right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. If you want to listen to us back, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. As we close, I just want to tell each and every listener, don't be a haterade, be a Gatorade. I'm telling you, you know, don't be a hater, be a motivator or a, you know, be a elevator. You know what I mean? If you can't help nobody, don't even get down like that. So I want to thank everyone for listening in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We love you, and peace be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.